Will you acknowledge that the public are outraged by your government's plan to turn the GPO into mainly shopping units and offices? The GPO is the most iconic site of our country's fight for freedom. It's the place where the Irish Republic was declared. It's where it was bravely defended during the Easter Rising, and it's disgraceful stuff coming from your government. And if that isn't enough, you refuse to name the new National Children's Hospital after Dr. Kathleen Lynn, a pioneer medic, a heroine of 1916. And you ignore the Dáil vote in relation to this issue, which unanimously voted in April to name the hospital after Dr. Lynn. Instead, you spend €4,500 of taxpayers' money to come up with a name. And what do you come up with it? Wait for it. The National Children's Hospital Ireland. Are you joking, Taoiseach? In no other country that fought for its freedom would you have a government so blatantly disrespecting and vandalising its hallowed ground and history. And sure, we all remember your party, your government, wanted us to commemorate the Black and Tans just 5 years ago. So the question is to you, given what you're doing in terms of the GPO, given the disrespect you show to Dr. Kathleen Lynn, what has Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil got against the heroic men and women of 1916?
Your party commemorates. There's your party chair, which is a member of Hamas. So get over yourself, right? Yeah. Get over yourself. Give me a picture. Here he is, Declan Kearney meeting a leader of Hamas. I think Hamas is dead, but your man's dead here. But I think Declan Kearney's still here. So don't lecture me on the sort of people that your party hang around with. We don't need any revisionism from you, because it's part of your support for terrorist organisations across the world that has stalled the development of peace and the release of hostages, which we need to see released as well. In relation to the GPO, can I firstly say this? Your party welcomed the publication of the Dublin City Centre Task Force report, in which the recommendation that you're now criticising was in. So maybe read the documents in future. Secondly, the GPO is always going to be preserved under this plan in terms of the historic cultural institution that it is. But the GPO is also a massive, massive, massive complex. So let's read the report. It's not shameful at all. And in relation to Kathleen Lynn, the Republic, a Republic that your party worked to undermine, collecting the killers of Jerry McCabe from the gates of a prison. Don't you dare present yourself as a defender of the Republic. There's Gardaí dead in this country as a result of the actions of your party's army wing. You know nothing about defending the Republic. Nothing about defending the Republic. And here you all are with your Hamas buddies. Jean McConville, Jerry McCabe, you had a party for the people who collected the killer. You had a party for the people who collected the killers of Jerry McCabe, and you should apologise. There are Gardaí in their graves because of your IRA movement. Ask Jerry McCabe's defence of the Republic. Your defence of the Republic.
Chair, that's all eating into all of our times now. Okay, all of us that are coming behind, that's eating into our time.